Good morning, and welcome to Words from the Honeycomb with Joanna Eccles. Today, we will be talking about how we can overcome our concerns about sharing the gospel. You know, a lot of people probably are afraid to talk to people about Jesus, and that's pretty normal, but we can't let our fears stop us from giving the ultimate gift, which is pointing people to the love of Jesus. One Saturday, I went and volunteered at a homeless shelter, and then later met up with some separate friends to share the gospel. Our church always has a big turnout to feed the hungry. That week, almost 30 people got up early and to fill empty bellies. And serving with believers, that energizes me because I can see the body of Christ working together. Afterwards, I tried to recruit a few folks to go witnessing at a local park. And after lobbying several people, initially, I was met with some skepticism. One person said, "No one cares what I have to say." Another voiced, "I'm glad you have the gift of evangelism." I sighed, but I get it. I do. Often, filling a person's physical needs is much easier than providing for their spiritual needs. One is tangible, and the other one can seem pretty daunting. My friends pointed out some common concerns about fear of rejection or assuming that they aren't gifted that way. However, the honor of telling people about the greatness of God, that's not limited to those people with the spiritual gift of evangelism. It's Jesus told all believers to share the gospel. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. Amen." Matthew 28:19-20. The Lord commanded us to bring light into the lives of those around us by sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. And he doesn't limit that directive to just a few chosen people. He applies it to all believers. And people who haven't received the gospel, you know, they're going to die and go to hell one day. And we can't avoid this truth simply because it's uncomfortable. We all need someone to tell us about Jesus, despite the evidence of a creator's design in everything on earth. And Paul put it this way, "How then shall they call on in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things." Romans 10:14-15. "Physically, my feet are ugly. I have long scars on both, one from dropping a moving ramp on my foot, and the other from a dog bite. And my big toenail got crushed, and it looks funny. No one wants to see my feet, except God. And when I preach the gospel to my neighbors and the nations, I could be a foot model. But people won't hear the hope they have in Christ if my feet stay planted in one place." And while recognizing the need to share, well, maybe you've had fears like mine. I remember the first time I told people about Jesus, I thought I'd say the wrong thing and turn people away from Christ. But that line of thought makes the gospel about me instead of about the Lord. The key to sharing the gospel with power is to cover the act in prayer. Then the Holy Spirit speaks through me, so I don't have to worry about what to say. Also, I remind myself that whether someone receives the gospel or not, that's not my responsibility. My job is to point people to Christ. I can save zero people. Zero. Jesus saves, not Joanna. Paul put it this way in 1 Corinthians 3:6. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase." God grows the seeds we plant in people's hearts. And without seeds, there's nothing to grow. We can't expect everyone to know Jesus, especially in today's post-Christian society. Many people have skewed or incomplete understandings about Christ that they've gleaned from culture. We must love people enough to spread the truth of Jesus. Well, you know, there might be some people who don't like it when we talk about Jesus. That's okay. As long as we speak the truth in love, bathed in prayer, the Holy Spirit will continue working in that person's heart and mind. Sadly, they aren't rejecting our message. They're rejecting Christ. We can't take it personally, but release them to God for more watering. So for my friends who are serving the hungry, by the end of our talk, they agreed to consider joining us in sharing the good news in the future. My heart sang. So how about you? Do you share the gospel? If not, we'll hold you back. May we all obey God's command to spread the good news of Jesus, so we may rejoice with God in a bountiful harvest of souls. Dear God, thank you so much for the honor of spreading the gospel. Thank you that Jesus died for our sins and reconciles us to the Father when we repent and return to you. Please send laborers to share the good news so that many will come to know you. Help us not fear rejection or saying the wrong thing, but to trust the Holy Spirit to equip us to evangelize with power. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thanks so much and have a great week.